Zaltelos Loimitno Toiro Elo Loichle Hamon. The Torah was given only to Oichle Hamon. Loimitno Toiro Elo Loichle Hamon. The Torah was given to Oichle Hamon. If we go back and we start to think, what is Oichle Hamon? Chazal say people woke up in the morning, there was nothing what to eat. And the meatball, everything was left over from the other day, vayivash vayorom teloy. There's nothing left. So you go to sleep, you know, tomorrow morning there's nothing what to eat. Yeah. So you finish everything, because if you have left over, it becomes bugs. Maybe you left something for a snack, if you wake up in the middle of the night, pesach mishginoy, never figured out exactly. Yeah. Okay. He wakes up in the morning, it's man. Kodesh Baruch Hu sent man, it's a pellet dikazah. And Chazal say, you know, if you have aveiros, the man fell far away. If you're a better person, the world has a vitz. Vayarivecho, vayachilcho es amon. It says he hungered you and he gave you to eat the man. So what is vayarivecho? So say if a person Lamazan is going to choshev yid, by night he did a shtikla veyeh. So in the morning the man didn't come down near his house. Yeah, but it was a big bizarre to go to the other side. So he stayed hungry that day. So mele, a lot of people during the meatball for days they were starving. Mele vayarivecho vayachilcho es amon. Zeh chsidim esaprim. However, Mikol Makoyim, this was the man. So a person will think to himself, before I come to the Lenit Notayro, in such a matter of Mistam is no way to do Averis. You see a Muna B'chush, yeah? You walk into a place, Mashamayim, the food goes down. And we start to read the parshas, they start off with Moshe, Koirach, Machlekes, one story after the other. Another one is Michal on Shabbos. Then hundreds of them are chasing Moshe. Yeah, Moshe runs to the Aron HaKohen. Riots, hundreds. In the morning was man. Everyone is holding in his house a bag of that special food. That's mamish a miracle that it came down. What's the pshat? Be'etzem, this will happen to Paroi also. Just to Paroi, Chazal say, V'ichzakti esliboy. Dam, Tzfardea, Kinim, Oroiv, Dever, Shrim, Choysha. If you come one more time, I will kill you. Moish is doing what he wants. Dam, Tzfardea, Kinim, Oroiv, Choysha, you can't move. Bring Choysha again, you'll be stuck. Paroi tells him, Yemur, Oschaponai, Moish Tobus, Moish, don't take a chance to come in one more time to my house. Papar is a nar. And a lot of times he says, Etz by Lakimu, Terem Tedek of the Mitzray. That's the pshat. You know, we are laughing. The pshat. We sit, we see the Eichle Amon, we think they have to be tight meshuga. To eat mon, someone they ate your lunch mon, and Kerech tells Da'ilam we have to get Moshe, yeah? And doesn't Vaviro Macha Machlekes, and they're eating, you know, and they think the mom, now they want steak, yeah? Now they want pizza. And the taste, you know, and this is the way they go. They're eating the mom, you know what you want now? American. They become any food. And at the same time, it's a pillow also. So when we look at it from the side, it looks mamish a tzorichim. Mamish a tzorichim. But this is the koyach of a person. This is the koyach of a person. The Welt says, one of the Esbeim says in Beis HaMikdash, Tzfufim Mishtachvim Revochim. Okay, the Beis HaMikdash was not in a place, everyone was squashed. B'shas Nishtachavoy, Hashem made space and everyone could say the vidu. They got up, it's squashed again. Then again time, it opened. So the Welt faked the kash, I think the Gerah happened. You don't have to make a nest. You already made a nest, then it's spread. Why would they stand up? They have to kvetch tzuzamen. Leave them already. You know, not every day you want to make a mess. You don't make a mess for no reason. But they came to Mishnah Mikdash, they have to say vidui, so you can't have them listening one to each other. So you made some space. No, finish. So leave it like that. They stand up, the kvetch of tzavim. And the tzvufim. The shtachim revochim. And the tzvufim. So, the Rebbe said, one malach on his hezbel, and the tzvufim is a mile ago. It's an andere hezbel. But it's an idiot to stand squashed together. But the Welt says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will leave it like that, in the end of Yom Kippur, the Welt will think that there's space in Beis HaMikdash. Don't forget that it was very squashed. I'm in this place. I have a million people in a little place. Finish. Person will not remember that there's space. He has to squash and open, squash and open, so people remember the whole time. I see Nisim Vatach and Mitzvah. In a second I will answer maybe what is the Hezbah Take. I want to leave this Kasha in a second and to go to the second Chazal. Chazal say, Lo nitno teiro elo le'oich le'amon. The only people that could sit and learn Teiro is people that have mon. People that eat me'ashomayim. They see a munah b'chush. They see a munah b'chush. These people could learn Torah. The other people cannot learn Torah. The person that doesn't have this emunah b'chush cannot learn Torah. Cannot. So now I want first to go back to the first Chazal. A person sees Nisim the whole time. He sees miracles the whole time. Hashem made the teva of the person. He gets blinded right away. He's in the meatball. We spoke about the mon. You have to come to the mon. Anonei HaKovet. Someone spoke Lashon Hara, the Anonei HaKovet just pulled them out. Those mountains just got, by night a red light came down. What's this? I know in the world it happened. They got used to it. So it was a Mishkan. It was Anon HaKovet. And the moon goes down. Rebbeinu, we're very hungry. We need some meat. We need love. When you read the parshas and you leave the parshas, you mamish. When you read the Mishnah, they're among Amidbar Elam Chalek Rilam Haba, you think Pashat Shalem Chalek Rilam Haba. That's why I'm a Shugoy. It's Mishnah, it's given Dordeya. This is the Teva of the person. So the Oich Le'amon, even though they saw Emunah B'chush, they felt exactly like everyone that feels here. Don't think that they were Mechuzak more from you. Not even Epis. And we see in Chazal in the end of our parsha, just to get the asogas. Amalek comes to make a milchama. Moshe Rabbeinu picks up his hands. Zog the Mishnah v'chiyodav shel Moshe oisas milchama. No, doesn't make sense that it's a mess. It's not a kasha. Who told the Mishnah? When Moshe Rabbeinu made so much nisim. Dam tzvardeya also. Dam tzvardeya. Moshe said, Dam give on dam. Tzvardeya give on tzvardeya. Why yodav shel Moshe can't be that when he picks up the hands, Amalek can die? Chazal say, if it will be like that, Moshe had to do one flip and kill everyone away. If Moshe has to pick up his hands and it gets heavy, and you have to make a milchama, Chazal learned that has to be epis in the hands of Moshe, that it's not like the miracles that were done till now. It's not. Pshat in the pasuk. Eloko zman shemeshabdim libom laavim shebashamayim noitzchim. Vimlav miyad noiflim. Again, Klal Yisrael to win a Molech, Moshe has to remind them the Ribbono Shel Olam. So kol zman shemishtaklim klapi malo mishavdim libam laavir shebashamayim hayu noitzchim. A person has to know. I remember I went into Rav Shach mamish end of his life, and he spoke. First spoke about the apple. Hashem made an apple. You don't understand. You put the seed, it grows. A juicy apple. An apple. So much colors. You don't see Ribbono Shel Olam? And then he banged down, I know it was like a little machine that he could hear that for his ears. He says, look at Kosh Baruch Hu made in this world. As a little machine people could make, you couldn't hear, you put it in the ear, you could hear. We don't see it. Chazal say, Hashem is the whole time Menal the Bria. The ganze Zeit. It's not even a minute that Hashem is not Menal the Bria. Just what? We don't see it. I want to be masbir. I got that Musa I met Friday. I say it. Businessman in America. So this is all over the world. So he finished in Russia. He's in the way to... I finished in Germany, on the way to Russia. So he stopped here for a day. Friday. Wanted to see me. I got Shachas recently. So he came to Yeshiva. I was a bit late Friday. So he decided, you know, he will go to buy himself a falafel to eat or something. Someone taking him. Kids, he went to the store of the falafel. And he remembered that he didn't take the pill that stops his heartburn. So he went out. He got upset. And the kids, I came Friday. And I, before going to Yeshiva, I had to go somewhere. So I stop my taxi. I go to that place. And that second, he comes back from looking for his pill. And we mamash meet in the point where we have to meet. So he told me, you know, I don't need to speak to you anymore when I came to speak to you. I could go, finish, I'm taking care of you, he told me. I don't know why. He said, okay, and I need a bit chizuk and emunah. I saw Kadosh Baruch Hu made me to walk to the store, to walk back, to miss the pill, that punk I will pass in that minute, but you pass it, I came to meet you, I missed you where I am, I was so upset, and I had to leave already. Hashem told me, walk to the store, walk back, back, because you missed the pill, he'll bring you, you'll stand, and that minute you'll go to that place. So I know this is Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm done. I'm carrying on my truth. There's nothing more to speak about. I'm not even asking the question. A person, Chazal say, "Val nisecho shebechol yom imanu." So the person doesn't see it. I want to explain what I want. This is a munah. I've read enough munah. If we have time, maybe a little bit speak about it a bit more. Chazal tell us about lo nitno toiro elo leoich lehamon. Lo nitno toiro elo leoich lehamon. Who are the people that could be royal Kabbalah Satoiro? The people that will eat man. The people that have emune vebitochen could sit and learn. A person that doesn't have emune vebitochen cannot sit and learn. You say a vote from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta that I told it to a bacher. I said, bacher, you know, Schwachtach and learning. So he learns a bit Musa doing Seder. He can't know if it's right or wrong. So I told him he's not learning Musa. I told his Chavusa, stop with him. This Bacher is not going to learn with it. So Musa. I told him Rabbi Yisrael Salanta once told a person he had only 5 minutes to learn. So he came to ask Rabbi Yisrael Salanta to learn Musa, to learn Gemara. Rabbi Yisrael told him learn Musa. Because if you learn 5 minutes Musa, you'll find the hour to learn Gemara. If you learn 5 minutes Gemara, you'll have it 5 minutes. So learn 5 minutes Musa, you'll find an hour to learn Gemara. He said, Yuchav Rusa learns 5 minutes Musa, and he closes his Musa, and it's ending. He's not learning Musa. I don't know what he's doing there. He's not learning Musa. Learn Musa, if you learn 5 minutes, you find an hour to learn. A person has to know, the Nisoyan, people think, you know, I'm learning good. You know, Navayas Hashem, I'm not so stark. The only way that a person could be mekabel Torah, to become a choshev guy, is if he has a munah. So when he has a munah, when he comes to Seder, he learns for 4 or 5 hours, it doesn't make a difference for him what will happen later. Doesn't make a difference for him. He could sit and learn. He learns second Seder, he doesn't start to think 1 second, this Olam Hashmuzing outside, he has to chop around, maybe they're planning a trip for Shabbos and he will miss out. Who knows what is happening in his deer now? It's fatod. Next guy to call another guy, you know, just to keep friends with him, chas v'shalom, you know, he will not lose him. This person cannot learn. The only way a person could become a Talmid Chochem, a person could vax, if he has a Muna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is filled of the world. The only way in the world. Okay, why was Misera to speak about it? I mean, it's Pashut. I'm saying, everyone has to speak it out to himself the whole time. 2 hours ago, I was sitting in the Shmule, 3 hours ago, maybe, 4 hours ago. And I was in the apartment, maybe 4 and a half, to make, I was in a Shekhar. And I was sitting in the Shmulevitz apartment, Dalton, the building. Someone called me from Chutz La'aretz. I was sitting with a poor Choshev Tamid Chachomim. I got a phone call, the guy already called me a couple of times, so I picked up. It was a bacher, Alta bacher, has it very hard in Shiduchim. And he was going out with someone. I think he had to get engaged tonight. Lemaisa, the girl doesn't want to come back to Eretz Yisrael. She said, you don't have to come back. She wants to live somewhere, it doesn't make a difference. The Metzia says, okay, if you will be there, you know, both of them don't have money. So if he'll be there, officially she doesn't mind that he will learn, but you know, he knows himself. To live in that area and we don't have money, the Nisarin is very sharp. Yeah? You live here, you don't have money. No one has money who has money here, yeah? But you live in that fancy places and you don't have money, so the other day you just want the car, you just want the house, and you just want the plane. Yeah. I was like, hey, enough, yeah. This is the seriousness of these people. So he but Lemaisi is already almost is very old and he couldn't find a shidduch. What to do? I told him, you're asking Hashem Shomayim, you really want to get married? He says, yes. So this one, yes. And you think it's good for your Yeruchim, yes? He said, no. He said, call up, say it's over and finish. And I closed the phone. And it's over, Baruch Hashem. So all of this, told me, like, such places, like you're not even scared, like you're not, like, say no, we didn't know you hold from yourself so much. Like, huzzah. I'm not telling you the Musa that I got from my friends. I accept Musa from everyone. So I told him, I'll tell you the truth. I'm not even thinking a second after it on what I said. The person is doing Lashem Shomayim. He says, well, what would it be? You know, now he'll be stuck for another 5 years. He'll be 40, and then what? What you will answer him then? I said, I don't, I'm promising all of you. You'll see in a month you'll be a chassan. I'm telling you, I don't know, we'll see in a month, I'll let you know. But I said, why? Maybe now that I said it, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will make it not to happen. I said, why? But if a person is giving up everything because he has Ruach Nias, he has a tzad to lose? He has a tzad to lose? I remember when I was a bacher, I went to one of the Gdolim to ask a private shaila. And they asked him, what do you think is better for your learning? I said, not to be friendly to these guys. All the Mechoshevi guys. I want that person. I'm also a human being. And you know, different politics and the other. And I went to Mitziyat with Gdolei Yisrael. Then it was easier to get in. And I went and I said, Mitzad Echad. And they asked me what I said. So they asked me, so what is my suffix? And Mechel Yudah was asking me, what's the suffix? So I told him, my suffix is, Mitzad Echad. I feel these friends are helping me, you know. And one of the Tzad said, I said, Lemaisa, I shmuz to them 20 minutes a day. What, you have 20 minutes to shmooze to a friend a day? You crazy? 20 minutes you don't learn, you shmooze to a guy? Every day you shmooze to him 20 minutes? I said, yeah, we're very friendly. Tell me, and you're asking a shayla what to do? And he told me, from now on I'm asking you to speak to him. Finish, he's not your friend anymore. 20 minutes every day he kills from your life? But you speak to him every day 20 minutes? So I said, but you know, I think I'll be ready to brochen if I'll stop, you know. not a strong person, I'm a shvachi guy, and I'll feel very dafuk. Yeah, I don't know how to say it in English, but very down I'll feel. You tell me, from doing the right thing, you're scared? And from that day, I almost felt a change in my learning. For one day it was hard for me, 2 days it was hard for me. It's hundreds of times in the day a person decides the wrong decision because he stays with the wrong chavrusa, he stays in the wrong dira, he goes to the wrong Shabbos because he can't cut it, he's scared. From doing the right thing, you don't lose, you never lose. Chazal tell us, Torah needs emuna. So some people, you know, they do emuna, but they don't believe emuna. So that's how they got to say that, you know, they learn, and the whole time the cup is Dalton. The cup is Dalton. But if a person is stark tzach in emuna, and he could see by Ra'ayram Keseida, to see by Ra'ayram, you do the right thing, you don't lose. Hashem is Menasseh. Don't think, oh, but I don't see it. Vos vazayim. A lot of times a person doesn't see it right away. Sometimes the Yitzhar has a right. What do you think? Yeshua v'kolev v'chur. Yeshua said, Moshe Rabbeinu will come back. Mito mishmachin avidizore. Chur was shechten. Upstairs in the Shomayim, they saw a Leviathan from Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua was a loser. One was already killed, and he was the next one in line. It was a Leviathan of Moshe Rabbeinu, but he stays. He became the next man of Klal Yisrael. He's the Moshe Kibbutz Terem Sinai Messiah Yeshua. That's the ganze zach. It was moments in his life. He lost everyone. Ganz klar is over against him. Ganz klar is over against him. Aaron, the egel asher osa Aaron, what chazal mean? Chur is shechten. Yeshua waits for Moshe near the Har Sinai. He doesn't know the Olam, he leaves. He's lonely. He becomes the manik of Klal Yisrael. That's every time. It's every time like this. A person went to the stipler once. The stipler told him, a person davens to have money. Suffolk if it's good for him, suffolk if it's not good for him. He wants to have kids. Suffolk if it's good for him, suffolk if it's not good for him. He doesn't know. He davens to go in here, he davens. If a person davens to learn, and diamonds to have a tzloche, there's no tzad that Hashem doesn't listen to. There's no tzad. There's not even one tzad in the world that Hashem doesn't listen. A person does sometimes a zach. I will lose from it, I will not lose. You know, he does a very choshev zach, for sure we see at the dishmaya. If he does the right thing for his learning, he will never lose. He will never lose. The main dose of the Rem is what Chazal say. Sometimes a person cannot decide what is the right thing. He goes to a rabbi. He goes to ask someone. People in their life do so much stupid moves because he's embarrassed. My yoimu. People will laugh at me. People machizik for me. If you do the right thing, and then you become the biggest Amit Chochem, the biggest Matliach. Just you have to stick to do the right thing. And a person could look in his eyes and sees the whole time Ashgocha. Just again, he himself doesn't see it. Like the Der HaMidbar didn't see it. A person thinks, if I will have a poor miracles, you know, things, Hashem just send me like a message, like once, like one smile or two, like a spark, and I will chap it. You could eat man every day, you will not chab. If you will decide to behave like that, you see it every day. You see it. You walk, you see it. You sit, you see it. Azaydas, you don't need more. There's some things I need. I need episaraya, episasiyata bishmaya. It's not emes. It's not emes. Hundreds of rayas will not change you. Power, he saw everything. He stayed in power. You think you're better than power? He was the melech of Mitzrayim, you know. The king. A witch. Everything he was. Garnished. And he saw Gdolim, he saw Yankev, he saw Moshe. Yeah. He didn't change. In Eina Nili, Nili. A person has to start. And when a person starts, that's Matzliach. Every time, what is the right thing to do now? This is what I'm doing. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll have Siyata Nishma.